Your Excellency, Mr. Monty Patrick Jones, Minister for Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security of Sierra Leone, Mr. Joseph Sam Cesai, Chairperson of the Committee of Agriculture, Professor Joaquin von Braun, Director of Center for Development Research of Bonn, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, representatives of civil society, private sector, and non-governance institutions, colleagues of FAO and UN system, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome all of you to this session of FAO Committee on Agriculture. Since COAG last met 2 years ago, important commitments have been agreed by the international community to address the challenge of our time. We have adopted the 2030 Agenda and its 17 Sustainable Development Goals. We have approved the Paris Agreement to address climate change. We have committed to end all forms of malnutrition through the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action, what was then reconfirmed during the SDGs discussion. We have also recognized during the World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul and through the Sendai Framework, Japan, the importance of investing in prevention. Agriculture and land use are at the very heart of all these international instruments agreed. In fact, sustainable agriculture is paramount to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, to sustain natural resources, to adapt and mitigate the impacts of climate change, to achieve healthier food system, and also to build resilience against crises and natural disasters. So the COAG's mandate is of almost important. FAO's strategic framework is already aligned to this global agenda. But we need your guidance to further improve our work. And of course, there is always way for improvements. Past developments in agriculture have led to major improvements in productivity in the past. However, the progress has been uneven and has often come with social and environment costs. Future improvements require great emphasis on the social and environment dimensions of sustainability. FAO has already developed these elements on a new approach that integrates agriculture, forests, and fisheries, and takes into account trade-offs and synergies across these sectors, and also across the three dimensions of sustainability. This will help to support policy dialogues and governance arrangements, and to identify sustainable development pathways. Ladies and gentlemen, innovation is key in the transition for sustainability. We are presenting a sustainable document in this meeting for your consideration. It brings together our strategy on strengthening agriculture innovation system across multiple areas of work of FAO. FAO is committed to explore innovative solutions as a neutral platform for dialogue and information and dissemination. Let's remember that following the International Symposium on Agroecology held here in 2014, we have organized this year in February here in Rome, the International Symposium on the Role of Agriculture, Biotechnology in Sustainable Food Systems and Nutrition. Now we are moving for regional seminars, and we need your guidance on how to move forward with agroecology and agriculture biotechnology, particularly on how to integrate them into our FAO program that we have to fulfill. The role of agriculture goes beyond generating food and income. The transformation of the sector must address the global trends and threats, including, for example, antimicrobial resistance, the challenge of climate change, the humanitarian crisis like migration, the disasters, and of course, the impact of urbanization in rural areas. Last week, I was attending the United Nations General Assembly in New York, and I had the opportunity to reaffirm FAO's commitment to continue to work closely with WHO and OIE through the tripartite agreement that we have, and pursue the One Health agenda. There is increased concern about the development of antimicrobial resistance and the emergence of multi-drug resistance bacteria. We at FAO, we believe that antibiotics and other antimicrobials should be used in agriculture to cure disease and alleviate unnecessary suffering. Only under strict circumstances, they could be used to prevent an imminent threat of infection. FAO has recently elaborated a 5-year action plan on AMR. I invite countries to support this implementation. We need more extra budgetary resources to face the challenge ahead. I want to take this opportunity to thank the generous contribution already received from the US and UK to address AMR. Excellencies, climate change is profoundly affecting the conditions in which agriculture is conducive, including modification in the distribution of pests and disease. There is growing international recognition that agriculture can play a transformative role in addressing the impacts of climate change. In fact, the actions to promote resilience in agriculture cut across the usual distinction between adaptation and mitigation. I ask you to consider this important point. We should not keep discussing about what is more important, because we know that the way we adapt helps to mitigate the impacts of climate change. In the COP21 last December in Paris, most countries included agriculture in their national determined contribution, the NDCs. In November this year, we will get together in the COP22 in Morocco to put these pledges into motion. FAO stands ready to assist governments, especially of developing countries, to have access to international resources that are available to finance these actions. The strategy for FAO work on climate change is also presented in this QUAG meeting for your consideration. Building resilience of agricultural livelihoods also helps to address the root cause of distress migration. Rural people are among the most vulnerable to conflict, persecution, poverty, food insecurity, lack of employment, and income-generating opportunities. This is especially important in rural areas of developing countries, where nearly 80% of the world's poor and food insecure live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also presenting in this meeting a document that shows many achievements regarding FAO work. Let me mention some of them. In the biennium 2014-15, FAO supported 245 initiatives in 89 countries to promote sustainable agriculture production based on participatory approach. Results have well exceeded our targets. More than 8 of these initiatives were implemented in Africa alone. Within the Safe Food Initiative, FAO supported 45 countries in reducing food waste and loss through a partnership network that includes civil society, private sector, the UN institutions, and academia. I wanted to sincerely congratulate private sector for the support on this initiative about food waste and loss. FAO also provided support to 70 countries across 5 regions to advance the mainstream of food security and nutrition in public policies and programs. This year, 2016, FAO and the World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, established here in Rome a joint global secretariat to address pest Depetir Rumina, the PPR. We will soon launch a five-year global eradication program on PPR. Let me conclude by saying that to achieve sustainable development, no one can be left behind. We know that, but sometimes we forget what it means. It means that no woman, no youth, no indigenous people, no family farmers, pastoralists, fishers, or forest users, no one can be left behind. Your recommendations and guidance will be essential to FAO's current and future work in this regard. I thank you for your kindly attention.